I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The death toll is rising after Monday's earthquake in China's Sichuan province. The death toll stands at almost 15,000 now, but Sichuan officials say another 40,000 people are buried beneath the rubble or missing. As The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports, the government is going all out to help and to be seen helping.
This was the scene on China's state-run television today. Poignant music over powerful images. Rescue workers pulling a little girl from the wreckage. Mothers weeping and babies crying. Soldiers in hard hats moving in to help. And Premier Wen Jiabao on the scene, telling those trapped to hang on, telling those saved but homeless and bereaved, your pain is our pain. That was the tone Vice Transportation Minister Feng Jianglin struck at a news conference today.
Now all the machines and the workers are running on, around the clock, and the repair work is also going on continuously. We are exerting our utmost efforts to provide support for the disaster relief efforts and race against time and create conditions for the disaster relief professionals.
Transportation is, of course, critical in disaster relief, and Feng said most roads in Sichuan are now open, except for a 25-mile stretch of narrow mountain roads through the worst-hit area. Chinese journalists peppered Feng with questions on why that road was taking so long. He sounded a little defensive in response.
It is not the lack of machineries or professionals that are hampering the progress. It is the road conditions or the natural conditions there that is impeding our work. We may have 10 machines, but given the road condition, only one excavator can be used at one time, and we can only push forward 1 meter by 1 meter.
What's working better are the trains, which have started to bring in relief supplies and troops to help distribute them. 2,000 of those troops are now trying to plug what the state-run media have called extremely dangerous leaks in a large dam near the worst-hit area. The Chinese government has called on its citizens to donate money or blood, and many have done so. But even with all this, some of the earthquake victims feel angry. In the towns, some have asked why schools and hospitals collapsed while government buildings stayed standing. They blamed shoddy construction and corruption. In the countryside, farmer Li Xinjur was sleeping rough and losing his patience. He said, "See, my house has collapsed. My wall has fallen down. My cooking wok is broken now. The government hasn't come yet. There's no one asking about us. No one cares about our food and water." Officials say the fact that they haven't reached some earthquake victims isn't for lack of trying or caring. They've declined so far to accept foreign volunteers to help. They say with tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers, police, and relief workers already on the scene, adding foreign volunteers who don't know the plan and can't speak the language would only confuse things. But Gao Jiakai, who directs China's National Association of International Studies, told China's state-run television that it's good China is at least accepting foreign donations, including from the United States.
Actually, it serves two very important purposes. One is that it provides, you know, money and materials to the people in dire need. But equally, if not even more important, I think such international expression of help basically gives the expression to the international solidarity.
And international solidarity is what China needs after a tough couple of months of international protest related to its crackdown in Tibet and less than 3 months before it hosts the Beijing Olympics. So focused is it on the ramp-up to the Games that yesterday the state-run media still ran images of joyful torchbearers, even as the death toll from the earthquake mounted. A public outcry via the internet prompted officials to dampen it down a bit. Today, the torch run continued in southern China, but with a minute of silence first, in memory of the thousands who have died. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.